Miso what?
Miso wine.
I love you long time.
And speaking of loving you long time, you know what? Just a little while, we got an incredible Stephanie's Vault coming up, and I can't wait to see to hear what you picked this week, because I saw the preview, and they were hot, hot songs.
And $5 get you everything.
$5 get you everything.
I had a nice massage, too, because my back is killing me right now.
All right, you know what? That means one thing, then.
We need to get into the music, because you are really going to get...
Yo, this Marquis, baby, are you down with it? I arrived at a house, knocked on the door, not having no idea of what the night had in store. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning, not having appetite for love, cause me so horny. What's wrong, baby doll? Quit being a nut. Cause my nature is rising and you shouldn't be mad. I won't tell your mama if you don't tell your dad. I know you'll be disgusted when he sees your clothes all messed up. Would your mama be so mad if she knew you just been had? I'm a freaking heat, a dog without warning. My appetite is love, cause me so haunted. Call me perverted, but you say I'm a dog when I leave you lost and deserted. I'll play with your heart and won't show no shame. I'll be blowing your mind, cause you're lame to the game. I'm just like that man they call Georgie Pudding Pie. I'll break the girls' hearts and I make them cry. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning, not having appetite for love, cause me so horny.
on the back is her reputation of school and sex. She's the graduation, touching, holding, heavy breathing. I knew I'd get it, she's not about teasing. Left on the light so I can see reaction. Amy's a freak, guaranteed satisfaction. She's as soft as bubble bath. I'm as hard as Chinese math. Ready for the ultimate affection. Took out the back and all my protection. Rolled it up in one hard stroke. It was my last and yes, it broke.
Say. and people not talk about me. This world is a trick, I don't know what's going on these days. Got this person over here talking about me, this person. Hey, listen, let me tell you something, this is my prerogative, I can do what I wanted to. I made this money, you didn't, right, Ted? We out of here.
Lounge Saturday Nights is in effect. Thank you, everyone, that is liking us on our Facebook page and following us. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the love.
And we love you guys right back.
Oh, we really do. We really do. And we really appreciate bringing this show to you. And we have Everett Myers, who's blessed by being in studio and having so much fun. And this is the time of the show where we get into Stephanie's vault.
So yeah, Stephanie, don't take those dancing shoes off just yet. You know, we got a little ways to go. And this is definitely a great dancing vault this evening. So with no further ado, let's give them the music because they don't want to hear me talk. You are inside the vault with me, Stephanie, inside the lounge, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
But when I turn around, Vault on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
That's right. You're inside the lounge Saturday nights. Hit us up at 855-915-9. 800-636-1036. Press 1 at the prompt. You can get right to us in the studio.
That's right.
We'd love to put you on air. And wow, Stephanie.
Also inside my vault.
Oh, well, that was Stranger in My Blouse, right?
Stranger in My Blouse. Yeah, that was Tamia, who was actually discovered by Quincy Jones. She was on the Jukes Joint album, What You Put a Move on My Heart. Before that, we heard I Don't Want To, something I say to these guys quite often, by Tony
Please,
Braxton.
Stephanie, please.
I Don't Want To.
Wow.
And of course, we kicked it off with Deborah Cox. Nobody's supposed to be here. And you know what? The funny thing about these three songs that actually tie in together are that they were all done as ballads and slow songs, and then by the genius and stroke of many different DJs, were made into dance remixes and very upbeat, danceable stuff.
Some of the hottest club songs that I used to play at some great clubs, the Rack, Polyesters.
I used to go to Axis and Avalon and dance my ass off in 2001 to Stranger in the House.
Yeah, you were liking Stranger in My House.
Oh, that's Danny Wants a Stranger in His House on a Saturday night. That's
hey,
for sure.
The door's
and
unlocked.
I just want a stranger in my blouse.
You know what? And we're in everybody's blouse. It's Saturday night. The music has been kicking ass. What a hot set. I can't wait, guys. We got some cool music coming up. Speaking of cool.
Excuse me.
I want everybody in the place to be to make some noise if you're down with me. 1, 2, 3. Hit me with the horn, 20. And some of y'all won't, but listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. Ha, I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay, in Philadelphia. Here we go now, check it out. To the rhythm of the funky vibe, so I can get busy just one more time to the beat. And you don't quit. It's that old school rap with that new school hit. Need a pipe and pick the pimp up, but who rap the rhyme? And I can still rip up the house. Every goddamn time I get on the mic, I go crazy. Peace out to CeeLo Flex and Doug Lazy. I bet you never knew, but now you know. I'm the undisputed king of this disco. And I never let the mic magnetize me no more. Cause DJ Kool rip up the whole damn flow. Now I'ma rock around with the greatest of fees. And swing it like a man on the fried trapeze. And if you don't like it, you grab on these. And now I need some help for the mic, so please. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat. Oh! Have mercy, babe. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. I need these monitors right here. Music in the monitors. And it's gonna look something like this here. Now, if y'all wanna party like we do, if y'all wanna party like us, let me hear you say, just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze! Now, all the ladies in the place, if you got real hair, real fingernails, if you got a job, you going to school, and you don't need nobody to help you handle your business, make some noise. 1, 2, 3, come on now. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze! Now, to all the brothers,
brothers in the place that don't give a damn about what them ladies talking about, cause you just trying to get your man. Make some noise. Now let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. Ha, I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to all the ladies and all the brothers in here. Like to love y'all to get here. Damn. Oh, let me send my little shout outs here. Special dedication once again going out to everybody here, Bahama Bay in Philadelphia. We love y'all madly. Special dedication going out to Melo T, Walt Beater Jr., Don Mack, Charlie Mack, DJ Rand, Cosmic Kev. Special dedication going out to Frank Steve and Lorenzo Ice T. And if you're with me, I need some help from the music, from the maestro. Check it out. Somebody make some noise in this joint, man. Yeah.
to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, brava!
Come on, man.
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
More a solo. But tonight...
Don't call it a comeback!
You got it on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. You are in the middle of the lounge. We really appreciate this. Liking the Facebook page, just liking this Saturdays. Oh.
Oh, we are loving Saturday nights. Mm-hmm. The phones have been blowing up. Social media has been blowing up. Dee Dee Ronteris in Naples, Florida checked in. Linda, also known as FL from the south coast of Massachusetts, checked in. Adam D. in Freetown, Mass. And you know what? The one and only Dr. Rebecca Housel the pop culture professor herself. Authored many, many books. You've seen her at Comic-Con speaking. You've seen her on ParanormalFiller.com, Anarchy Radio. She's checking in as well. So I want to say what up to Rebecca.
And if Patriot Nation, too, checked in.
Patriot Nation checked in as well. Mm-hmm. They were watching what we did, and I want to thank the guys over at Patriot Nation for liking us as well. This has been a great show. You know, Danny, we got a few more minutes, and I know we got a few more great
stuff. Gonna give a shout out South Dakota. My buddy Lon checked in.
Hi,
checking in from South Dakota.
South Dakota in the house. I love it. Oh man, what a hot set that was, huh? With some great songs. We had Let Me Clear My Throat. How about Boom, I Got Your Boyfriend, Steph? What was that song all about, right?
I was jamming to that one. I was jamming to that one.
And of course, you know, LL and Mama Said Knock You Out. How cool.
Oh, can't go wrong with LL. He is so hot.
Handsome guy. You know what? And he's still going strong. But Danny, I'm looking forward to this next block. You know, myself, I think we got a little Curtis Blow in there. I think we're going to hear from Sugar Hill Gang. And you can't forget the one and only Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, brother. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Mike Tyson, he the boy that played football for Montreal, ain't he?
No, you old coop, he a boxer, man. Yeah. Let me tell you, I went to his fight a couple months ago. I seen him hit that boy, and he hit the boy so hard, his head flew off into the 18th row. Yeah. He had to go get his head out the 18th row. I was in Jeff's crib one night about 8, and we were watching a couple of Mike Tyson fight tapes. Jeff was like,
man, you see how hard Mike's punching?
Come on, Jeff, the other guy was just lunging. Left, right, another KO. Ooh. If that was me, I'd have been okay, though. The very next day, I gave Russell a ring with JL and Lior, and we all called Don King. I said, yeah, Don, I got a problem.
Tell him, Prince.
Yeah, what's up? What you saying? You trying to solve them? Forget the small talk. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Me and Mike, 2 months. Trump, Atlantic City.
Yo, you got this. You gonna bust dude up.
Yeah, you can be my trainer.
Word up?
I'm rough like a freight train, smooth like ice. And yo, Jeff, straight up, I think I can beat Mike Tyson.
Man, you could beat him, man.
Yo, man, word.
You could beat him, man.
You know, I put on a couple pounds, man. We can do this,
you can
man.
Do it.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Yes, yes.
Fresh Prince challenges Iron Mike Tyson to a fight.
Ain't that the boy who knocked the guy's head in the 50th row?
Leroy, you read the paper. That boy lost his mind. There was a press conference to see what training I was doing. Before then, I'd never heard reporters booing, cameras flashing. I was in the middle. I didn't want to look dumb, so I exaggerated a little. I said, I've been training 20 hours a day, lifting big old cars and big bales of hay. And I jog 10,000 miles every morning, thinking about Mike and my moment of glory. I drink water 20 gallons of pop, and I can throw a Volkswagen a whole half block and 4 million sit-ups in a minute. I ain't lying, I did it. The general public thought I was a fool. I was getting dissed, but I guess that was cool. Well, you know, getting dissed is never good, but I was even getting dissed in my own neighborhood. I was at the corner at the top of my block. There was a couple of people standing outside of the barbershop. It was Lawrence, my barber and friend, and he yelled out,
"Hey, Prince, you can win."
I said, really? And I stopped the chat.
You can beat him, man, if you hit him with a bat. You gon' get wet, but can have your shoes when you break your neck.
Everybody was laughing out loud. I thought at least my own grandma would be proud. I went to her house and snuck in and surprised her. I heard her on the phone. It's fight day and man, am I hype. Whoa, I can't wait to see Mike. Boy, I'm hype, ready to do my thing. Trump Castle Casino.
In this corner, waiting here to be the 165-pound, the Lightning Rod, the Fresh Prince. In this corner, the heavyweight champion of the world, Iron Mike Tyson.
I came out hustling, sliding and grabbing, slipping and dipping, hustling and jabbing. For a second, I look good out there, but then Mike brought to reality my worst nightmare. One punch, that's all it took. He hit me in my ribs and my inside shook. Now how can
can I say this and be a little discreet? Let's just say that my bowels released. I called time out and went back to my corner. Said to my coach, ain't no way I'm going to hell back out there, man, you can't forget it. My body's like a punching bag and Mike is gonna
hit it.
They tried to make me go meet my doom, but I sucker punched my coach and hauled to my dressing room. The next day, the headline in the town, Fresh Prince breaks camp, Tyson wins first round. Some fool asked why I ran away. I said a good run is better than a bad stand any day. My career is over as far as fighting, but I don't know what made me think I could beat Mike Tyson. Hey, Leroy!
Yeah?
Did you see the fight? Did you see the fight?
The football player?
The boxer, come on, man. I was at the fight last night. I paid $474,000 for my ticket, right?
Right, I seen
the
you around here, man.
The ball ran out the ring.
You're always lying.
I ain't lying.
The lot of your fans.
I seen it.
In the lounge, and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford, and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Way to dribble up and down the court, just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll, I like the give and go, cause it's basketball, but Mr. Curtis blow. Earl the Pearl and Will Bigo and Jerry West play basketball at its very best. Basketball has always been my thing. I like Magic Bird and Bernard King. And number 33, my man Kareem is the center on my stunning team. Isaiah and Iceman too, just give them the ball, and then you chuck up too. Dantley and Wiggins are on the scene, and Ralph Sampson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no jump, and Dal Dawkins got a monster dunk. To the hoop, y'all.
cheap. I got a lot of raps, but I'll be brief. I never need a horse, I like the chill. So I drive up in my new Seville. My tribe went down in the Hall of Fame, cause I'm the one who shot Jesse James. Pound for pound, I will never break down.
Big Bang.
No, sir, I don't mess around.
Oh!
Like Kimosabe, of course it's me, a better known as the Master G. I'm fucking them squads, sense the danger. When it's stung by the rapping ranger, had a little talk with my medicine man. He said, get them squads fast as you can. To all you girls that wanna join my tribe, just move to my rhythm and feel my vibe. Put up a fuss in the end, you'll agree. But when you come inside my TV, as I said before, you can sense the danger when you're stung by the rapping ranger. With Silver and I take a ride, all you chicks better step aside. I steal the squads, then run away.
Ho! Silver is what I'll say.
Ho!
It out, the finger popping to the break of dawn. Keep it rocking like the stuff that we call me.
What's that?
Hot butter popcorn. You just hibba hobba dibba bopba bang the boot. Yeah, we'll get back to wanna boogie again. And you can put me to the test at your request. I rock you out of your moccasins. Kimosabe got down, took off his mask. He kicked off the shoes and did the monster mash. Tonto came along, saw what was happening. His head began to bop and his foot started to fat and go slam. Dunk to the jerk, and with the mic is how my smoke signals work. They were jamming off a record that said it best. Now what you hear is not a test.
Unga, 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 unga.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. This is going to end Saturday nights. Oh my goodness. Episode 2 is in the books here tonight.
What a great show. But you know, and I think we're going to sneak one more in just a second. But I think the star of the night goes out to that entire last song block. How cool, how great was that song block? A little Jazzy Jeff. Who would have thought he could have beat Mike Tyson, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and a little Curtis Blow basketball. You know, the night Wilt scored 100 points. One of the greatest rap songs ever.
Absolutely.
And of course,
talks about Celtics. Celtics dynasty in that song as well.
He respects Boston. It's great. And we can't forget the one and only, the original Sugar Hill Gang with Apache. It's been an unbelievable show. The music, the callers, everybody, the people have been checking in on social media. We got a brand new follower from Bridgewater, Mass. Chris Liu checked in.
Hey, welcome, Chris Liu.
James Fournier, also my buddy down in Bridgewater. I can't forget, you know, another new listener, Mike from Mike's Classic Barbershop in Newton, Massachusetts.
Alrighty, Mike.
Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate all your support. And, you know, can't forget our great friend Babs from Santa Barbara.
Palm Springs. Not to be confused. She'll call back irate.
Oh, she's going to call me all week long. That's all right. And again, from Warwick, Rhode Island, the one and only poker professional Jessica Reed checked in as
well. Hey, tell them about your big news.
Your big news? What's going on, Evan?
So today was a fun day in poker. I played a tournament today. I won my way into the Eastern Poker Tour.
Yay!
Season 27 championship.
Nice.
So I'm pretty happy about that. And also won a seat to the Bar Poker Open Classic out in Las Vegas.
Nevada.
At the Golden Nugget.
Where all the big high rollers are.
So you never know. So come April, I'll be playing down in Foxborough. And come June, I'm going to be out in Las Vegas. I'm just loving
Amazing.
It.
But yeah,
I'm loving this show.
And you and Danny are a pair that'll beat a full house. Speaking of poker.
We will. And you'll be the queen at the table, Stephanie. Don't you worry.
The queen of hearts, baby. And don't you forget it.
Oh, you know what? So let's squeeze one more in. Here's one of my favorite songs from Rob Bass. Not too many people remember this one, but I'm coming.
Ooh. Yeah.
There it is. It's been the Lounge Saturday night, 91.5 WMFO. It's Danny, Stephanie, and me, Evan. Thanks, guys, for all your support. Love having you. And we're going to kick off the night and kick off the rest of the night in Boston Lounge style.
Yeah, good
Enjoy
night.
Enjoy your night. Good night.
Good night. Goodbye.
Over like pancakes. I'll let you know anything that you wanna know.